When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. It's a busy day already. It's a busy morning already. It is NBA trade deadline day, and we already have headlines for you. 800-919-3776. Get in on the conversation right now. We have a lot to get to with you. I know Super Bowl Sunday is coming, and we will talk football at some point. But I don't know, man, because the clock's still ticking. It takes us to 3 o'clock is the deadline for the trade deadline today. So end of our show is when it's over. And I'll tell you what, Bart, it already has kind of started with a bang with a couple of deals. But the big headline is what the Knicks just did a few minutes ago.
Yeah, you welcome. You welcome. Bet's off.
Oh, you mean Detroit helping the Knicks?
Yeah, I said that Detroit was going to have a better record. And you're welcome. We helped you guys out.
I mean, it's all right. So if you're just joining us and you don't know what the hell we're talking about, Woj is reporting this. And again, this was just a few minutes ago where the Knicks and the Pistons have agreed to, at least are finalizing a trade is the better way to put it.
Yes.
That, and I've told you about Alec Burks. So that's nothing new. Alec Burks coming to the Knicks. And Bojan Bogdanović as
well.
Just got
a major upgrade. You guys just got a major upgrade in savvy, scoring, versatility. You know, that's almost like, and I hate to say it because they're both white. It's like getting Hayward.
Who's
you know what I mean?
White?
A healthy
mean
Hayward.
White? Alec Burks is not white.
No. I'm talking about Hayward.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm comparing Hayward and Bogdanović.
Like, what are you talking
about? I know he
has a name like Alec Burks. I know it sounds like it could be
no,
a
that's
white a,
guy. That's as Haitian as it gets, bro. You know what I'm saying? But you know, when you think about the versatility, that he's a professional scorer as well. He'll fit right in with their this guy's capable of going for 30, 25. He can put up numbers. He can score with anybody. He gives you size. And he gives you that scoring punch that, you know, maybe you can take some of the scoring responsibilities away or creativity away from a guy like, brain fart.
You okay?
Yeah. Our guard.
Who's our guard?
Brogdon. Yeah, Brogdon. Brunson.
Oh, Jalen. Yes.
Yeah, he takes some of that responsibility to put some of the scoring, you know, from Jalen Brunson and creativity, which will allow you to kind of steal some minutes and go, because you can go Alec Burke and you say, okay, well, Alec Burke isn't a scorer like or a creator like that, but you put him out there with Bogdanović. Bogdanović can go out there and put them buckets up for you while these guys can get a rest. You know, you talk about somebody that can handle putting up points. You know, I think this is this is about as best as you can ask for. I mean, I know everybody maybe wanted Brogdon, now you get two players.
Think about it.
You trust.
Two 30-year-olds, so your bench gets, you know, veteran experience. But, like, you're right. Here's the thing. They didn't give up any first-round picks again. They gave up two second-round picks. So here's the whole deal, again, for everybody that is just joining us. Here's the deal as it is outlined right now being reported by Woj. And Bobby Marks is on this as well. The Knicks are getting Bojan Bogdanović, who's 34 years old. He's got one. He's in the final year of his deal. He's got a partially guaranteed for just $2 million next year. It can be a fully guaranteed $19 million if they pick him up after it's June 29th. So you could actually trade him at the draft and, you know, use him for the cap space, knowing that it's only partially guaranteed for next year. So there's a value right there. But not only is it just about that, I'm not even looking at his asset. He's a guy that averages 20 a game.
Right.
He shoots 42% from three-point range. And everybody that's had it, remember, he started out his career in Brooklyn a bunch of years ago, and they loved him there. He really broke out in Utah. That's where he really became a highly regarded player, where he was averaging in the teens and 20, high-percentage shooter. He had some injury issues, has since kind of bounced around. But he is a high IQ player, a good shooter, a tough-minded player. does fit everything that they're looking for off the bench, especially. And oh, by the way, with Julius Randle out, he could play some four, he could play some three, he can start for you. So there's things that he can do in the meantime. Alec Burks, everybody knows him. He played for the Knicks a couple of years ago. He doesn't cost you anything money-wise. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. Another guy shooting 40% from three. Low turnover. He can play point guard, like as far as handle the basketball. And we all know Tom Thibodeau trusts him. Solid defensively as well. So that's what they're getting. Now, everybody wants to know, what'd they give up? Well, what they gave up was Evan Fournier, which you expect. And that matches the Bogdanovich deal. That's why Bogdanovich is thrown in the deal, because you have Fournier's expiring contract.
You're getting nothing. Nothing. From Fournier.
You were getting zero out of that.
Now you get 20 points.
Yeah. So Fournier goes out. Quentin Grimes is in the deal. Now that's the one that stings, because it's another young player. But he has been hurt, and he has been mostly – he was out of the starting lineup, and in the rotation he was an up-and-down player. So they wanted to get older. They got older. Malachi Flynn's in the deal. He was here for a minute. You weren't getting much out of him. And then, of course, the one that pulls at your heartstrings is – Ryan Arcidiacono. He is involved in this deal again. Like last year at the trade deadline, they traded him in the deal. He was like a throw-in in the deal for Josh Hart. And so now another villain. Once again, they trade him away. So the Villanova guys lose one of their brothers. Although, again, Archie, as much as you love him as a person, he wasn't playing. So it wasn't like, you know, you're not.
Yeah,
you're
we
not,
just talked about him yesterday.
Yeah, we did. And 2 second-round picks.
Okay.
Which, whatever. Now, here's the other part of the deal that Bobby Marks points out. The Knicks, with this deal, as you see, I gave you how many players did I tell you move? 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 roster spots are now open. They are also $2.5 million under. So buyout market, anyone?
Keep that in mind. Fat Lowry.
Keep that in mind. Interesting, isn't it?
If you can take those 3 players off of 4 players, and then you can add 20 and maybe let's just say Burks is like 5. That's 25 points. Yeah. And you bring a guy like Lowry that gives you savvy.
Yep.
That gives you the ability to. And remember, they still have that exemption. So that gives you that. And also, you know, Lowry's going to give you some charges accepted. He's going to give you some big shots once he gets in shape. Mm-hmm. If you can pull this deal out, only giving up the players that you gave up, some second round draft picks. And turn that to 20 points, Burks, who can give you some point guard type of minutes, and Kyle Lowry, who gives you point guard creativity minutes. And, you know, I'm sure, like, all these Villanova guys communicate through telepathically, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sure they have that, you know, so that's instant chemistry, no matter if, you know, Lowry is so much older than the rest of the guys. They still speak Villanova.
Yeah, right. But it's high IQ players. It's veteran experience. And it is really, you think about the depth that this team now, when healthy, and that, you know, look, that's going to be the key part here, Bart. When
Man, it's a
healthy.
Lot of guys to learn how to play with each other, though.
It's not really. Remember, you're adding 2 pieces. It's not a lot. They've already shown us in January, when healthy, how good they could play together.
No, I'm just saying it's important for them to get healthy so they can get those rotations.
Spend that
down.
Time together. Yeah, yeah, the rotation thing to figure out. Absolutely. But if you're looking at it, this team now has as much depth as any team in the East, and that includes the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics have a great starting 5, arguably the best in the league.
Yeah, let's see what they do.
Their bench has gotten better, but you could argue that the Knicks bench – now, the Celtics made a sneaky good move yesterday when they got Xavier Tillman from the Grizzlies.
Right.
And people are like, who the hell is Xavier Tillman? He's a junkyard dog. Like, he's, you know, he's tough. He's going to work. He's a guy you love bringing off the bench. He gives you energy as a big. He'll be physical. He gets after rebounds. He can finish. Mm-hmm. You know, like you like that. So I like that move from them. They wanted to get a player off the bench along with Horford. You know, that could be a difference maker. But I'll tell you what, this Knick bench now suddenly went from a little bit of a concern to one that's got a lot of experience, some depth and toughness. Because when they get healthy, Josh Hart and Precious Achiuwa go back to the bench. Right? So you have those 2 guys coming off the bench along with Burks and Bojanovic.
And it gives you versatility. It gives you versatility to match up with the teams that you're facing. Right? So you may play a little smaller, you may play a little bigger, depending on who you're going against. Right? And trying to match up lineups. This gives you so much versatility. Like you said, Bojanovic can play the 4. He has versatility. Burks, you know, let's see if they're done. Now, I think, of course, that this definitely means that they're out of the Bruce Bowen sweepstakes, right?
It feels like it. Yeah, feels like it. Feels like
it
Bruce
Bowen.
Seems
like Bogdanovich is your big
now,
fish.
Think about it again. Well, because the reports were telling us, and, you know, we've seen it, that Masai Ujiri, again, who runs the Toronto Raptors, they wanted a first-round pick for Bruce Bowen. And, you know, if you're the Knicks, you want to hold on to all of them for this summer.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what they're doing. They're holding on to all of them for this summer.
I mean, for the Pistons, though, too, they get young, and they get a guy like Grimes that can fit into that culture. You know, they won.
Well, they made
last
a couple
night.
Of deals. Yeah, they've made a couple of deals that
are interesting. They can absorb. They can absorb money because their team is so young, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, so it's one of those win-wins for me. You know what I mean? Because like the Pistons or the Knicks, they'll be available next year. If something shakes loose from the trees, to still be able to make the deals that they need to make if they want to add a big fish.
There's something that we continue to watch, of course, as the trade deadline is up until 3 o'clock. It does feel like if there's any more, it's unlikely the Knicks will make any more moves after this. That's acquiring two players in one swoop, and you're giving up four. And, oh, by the way, they have a game to play tonight, Bart. How are they going to play a game tonight?
Hey, man, just take the L, man.
Well, I'm not even talking about winning a game, right? Like, that's not even what I'm saying.
Call up from G-Leaguers?
But honestly, can we just take a look at what their roster, what their lineup might look like, okay? Like, think about this. With all the injuries they already have, and Jalen Brunson is listed as questionable, by the way, with the ankle, he is not out.
Yeah,
OG is already out, right? So he's already out. And if you take away everybody else, I'm just going to cross out names. Let's just assume no Brunson tonight. Okay. So we know Flynn is no longer on the team. Archie Diakono no longer on the team. Fournier no longer on the team. You're looking at 8 players. 8 players, and 2 of them are from the G League.
Yep. That's what we got to do, baby.
I hope Taj Gibson's ready to play. Miles McBride likely will start. I mean, this players available for tonight's game.
Taj is getting the IV right now. He getting stretched out right now. Like, yo, he's like, yo, stretch me out, dog. He on the bike right now, warming up.
Oh my goodness, that's what they have to do. The show must go on, and TNT's probably like, can we flex this one out?
Exactly.
But there's a lot certainly to talk about, and I know a lot of people want to talk about it as well. Frank Isola is going to join us at 1:00. Frank is all over this stuff, as you know, and he's got a great show on NBA Radio, Sirius XM, where they talk nothing but NBA. And so we'll get some great perspective from him on a lot of this stuff and the type of players who fit with the Knicks and what this also means, just again, going forward, what everybody is saying right now, which is more importantly about the Knicks after a trade like this, because it does have everybody buzzing. You know, there's been a couple of moves that have been made already, but none that have really, you know, like the trade deadline has been relatively meh.
Yeah,
and that, I said, Burks and Barjanovic, like, this is not like, well, these aren't headline moves.
That was a
but
big
the
fix.
Headline move is what it helps the Knicks become once they do get healthy. Once Julius Randle and OG Anunoby and even maybe Mitchell Robinson return this season.
Yeah, sometimes like you forget that Mitchell Robinson is still out there and he may still come back in a depth and being able to match up.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got good fouls, you got smart players, you got versatility. That's everything that you want when you talk about depth. And it puts a lot of pressure on the other teams. You know, the reason why Boston was active is because they have concerns about, you know, Horford, his age.
Yep.
And you have concerns about Porzingis, who, you know, that's always
wear
the knock on him, that it's just a, you know, it's just a injury or a bad landing waiting to happen.
And, it is true.
Yeah. So, like, now when you look at the Knicks, you know, who I believe everybody would agree is top three in the Eastern Conference.
They right
now with this and just staying healthy, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, this is like kind of going for it.
Well, it's going
without leaving yourself exposed, able to have flexibility.
I mean, your bag is still filled with money, right?
Yep.
Like, this is – you're putting chips to the middle of the table in a way, but yet
like
you still have a bankroll in your pocket still for the summer. That's what's remarkable about this. And again, as we, you know, we talk about, you know, this franchise and where it is right now, you got to tip your cap to Leon Rose and his guys and the job that they have done here. I mean, they have really done Gerson Rosas and them. These are smart moves. These aren't headline grabbing. This is not DeJounte Murray. You know, these aren't those kind of moves, and I understand. And some fans want to see the brand names. But if you're following the game, you know what this does for this team, and now it becomes imperative that they get healthy, and on the other side of the All-Star break, you get to see what this team can be. They are tied right now with the Milwaukee Bucks for third in the East, with a game back of second place, which is where the Cavs are. We don't talk about the Cavs enough, by the way, Bart. They're killing it. Yeah. So the Cavs are in second.
It's crazy.
And the Knicks
I saw a report.
Are right behind them, a game back of second in the East.
It's crazy. I saw a report that you know the Lakers are bold, thinking that next year they can bring in Donovan Mitchell.
Well, it's going to be interesting. He's having a hell of a year. He really is. He's having a hell of a year. But all indications are he wants to come home. He wants to play in New York, and Brooklyn would have the inside track on getting him because the Knicks have kind of moved on. Here's a weird thing. I'm glad you brought up Donovan Mitchell. A friend of mine texted me this morning with all the stuff going on. A year ago, the Knicks wouldn't trade R.J. Barrett and Quentin Grimes for Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
A year later, both guys are gone. Think about that. 800-919-3776. I think the people want to talk about this.
Let's talk to the peoples.
Let's do that. Let's start with Nick in Woodbridge. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Really love what the Knicks did at this trade deadline. I look at what the possibility lies with this future rotation. When the guys get healthy, you're looking at Brunson and Deuce, Dante and Burks, OG, Hart and Taj, Randall, Precious, Bogdanovich, Hartenstein, Mitch. When these guys get healthy, I mean, Tibbs is going to have some real decisions to make about who's going to get these minutes, and I think that's a good problem to have. I think the real thing that worries me is what I saw about OG's elbow, that it may be a little bit more, they're saying bone spurs now and not just inflammation. I think Bogdanovich is a nice patch over, but that's got some concerns. But shout out Leon Rose, man. What a great deadline. I'm pumped. Knicks are plus 700 to win the Eastern Conference right now.
Yeah.
I was
waiting to see that next. Now, usually you give it a couple of minutes for Vegas. Thank you, Nick. Vegas gives you the numbers, and my boy Alex Monaco just texted me as we were talking here. From plus 1,900 to win the East, it's already down to 7-1. So the plus 1,900 that some people might have put their put some cash down on, that all of a sudden, I had another friend of mine text me that the Knicks are definitely, like, this is somebody at national media texting me that he thinks the Knicks are definitely going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and he said, and beyond. So.
Okay, I can rock with that. But here's
people buzzing about what they just did here. But the rotation thing is a great – first of all, when you talk about minutes, everybody's always on Tibbs' case for playing the same guys too much. So you give them depth, and now he trusts – that's the key word, trusting vets who he knows, I can play this guy, I can play this guy. And then, of course, the big question mark is, if you have Burks and Hart and Bogdanovich coming off your bench – and you have Achiuwa, and you don't know if you're going to have Robinson. I mean, those three for sure are definitely playing in playoff games. And then after that, it's Achiuwa and Robinson. It's who's healthy and matchup-wise and everything else. I mean, Deuce McBride just becomes like another piece if you need to play him. But he doesn't have to play. You know what I mean? It's like, So, again, there's a lot of options here, but the most important thing is they got to get healthy now. Call them in the Bronx. Call them.
Bartholomew Hollywood, hi, what's going on?
What's up, man?
So I was on Twitter, obviously, looking at your stuff, and we saw that first half of the trade, and it didn't get fully announced, and we were a little bit, I was still looking at the silver lining with Burks. I think, obviously, his ability to, to ball handle. In the short term right now, it allows Deuce to play on the floor more because now you can put him next to him, and you have two ball handlers on the court. And, pretty much this deal was essentially only giving up Grimes. That was the only thing relevant in the trade that was in the rotation that was anything part of this current Knicks team. Bojan Bogdanovic is already a guy who's averaged 20 a game for the last two seasons. You know, you get two guys that shoot in 40%. And looking at this deal overall and looking at the East overall, I'll say right now, the Knicks are the second best team in the East.
Did you get somebody in the back say, woo?
Yeah, I definitely heard somebody react to that. Whatever you were saying, yeah,
that was
my,
that was my son.
Yeah,
my son running around at the back.
It's like trading places. Trading places with the two dudes at the bar. Like, yeah.
Although, when you look at depth, it's hard to argue it, Cullum, right? When you look at star power, the Bucks still can claim in a playoff series, you've got to have the best players. And the Bucks, you could argue, still have the two best players.
But who did the Bucks lose to last year? Some junkyard dogs. And what do they have now? Some junkyard dogs.
That's a good point.
You can make some shots and got depth, and you can't. You know that the one thing that the Bucks can't do is defend at the level and use that they're accustomed to.
Right.
And now, so you can defend on that side, and you got depth to wear them out as their rotation is going to be nice and tight. Middleton is a problem. He hasn't been able to answer the bell for years. Right, but he hasn't been able to answer the bell for years now.
800-919-3776. Kyle is in East Rockaway. Kyle?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I was thinking, like, this Bogdanovich trade is huge for the Knicks, right? Obviously. But do you think there's anything else that they have to do today? Do you think they picked Bogdanovich as, all right, this guy's the final piece to us winning, getting deep in the playoffs, possibly winning a championship? Or do you think that they're maybe by 3 o'clock they're going to try and flip him for Markkanen, DeRozan, or Murray?
No, I don't think so at all. No. I don't. I think because of his contract status, it's a perfect situation for them because they can use him as a trade piece at the draft. If they love everything about him, I mean, he's going to be 35 next year, but you can get out of this thing at $2 million. I don't think they're looking to go. Like I said, the big game hunting is this summer. I've been telling everybody this, and then Wendy told us the same thing. So if you don't trust me, listen to Brian Windhorst. This is a big game hunting is coming in the summer, not now. Woj has been telling everybody as well in his podcast. There is no major blockbuster awaiting by 3 o'clock today. There's smart peace movement that you could do. But no blockbusters. That's this summer. So this is setting up your chessboard for the playoffs. And the top teams are trying to do that. And the Knicks made a move that gives them really enviable depth. That's what this move's about.
I mean, shout out to OKC, too, who brought in a veteran, you know, to be with that young
group. Interesting.
Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, that's an interesting move that they've made because the Thunder wants some. They also want some veteran experience on the team. It's a very young team.
The Thunder have 18,000 first round draft picks. About time they use something.
Yeah, and it's something that obviously, but that was an interesting move there. But if you're asking me, is there another move? I just told you, like, and Bart had the perfect reaction. Bobby Marks saying that you got some cap space. You have two roster spots open, which puts you in the buyout market. And we all know you want to trade away a Villanova player, bring one in. Yeah. Kyle Lowry could be out there as a buyout candidate if that's what the Charlotte Hornets end up doing. They're trying to trade him. Nobody wants to trade for him because they figure put him in the buyout market and there'll be a lot of suitors for him. Would this be a place that he would want to go for various reasons? And you just want to get him in shape and know that in the playoffs, that's another guy that can help you.
Not in big minutes, but he
can still help you.
But remember how pivotal he was for that run for them to the championship.
Of course.
He hit big shot after big shot. He looked like he was fresh and reinvigorated.
Yeah.
You know, coming off the bench, he was the perfect way to really, you know, match wits with whoever else. You know, he was keeping guys, starters on the court. Because he was so good that they had to hold guys out there to match him and make him work on defense. He's a guy that's so crafty that just stands in front and takes charges and gets on your damn nerves because he gets underneath you, sets his feet, and make those are pivotal game-winning, changing plays, right? When you think you get an and-one and it turns into an offensive foul, so guys be nervous to run in there because he's stepping in front of anybody. He's an equal opportunist charge drawer.
It sounds a lot like Jalen Brunson. So again, you have another high IQ guy. So high IQ guy. Well, now again, he has to be bought out. We'll see how that goes. I'm just saying, options wise, there's still little things you could do to just continue to build up the bench and just build up the roster and just be ready for just about anything when you get to the postseason, and then see if you could put something together and make a run. You never know.
I wonder if it's anybody like. Well, we saw this thing in another sport, right? We saw this in football. where guys that were good were getting let go and cut at the end because they wanted to do right by them, mm-hmm. and they couldn't make a deal for
football,
them.
So they did this.
So eventually they started letting guys
go. That's the buyout market, and that's when you
see
the
saying.
Lowry's, kind of stuff.
But I'm saying who's going to be maybe a surprise person in the buyout market.
They have to be in the last year of a deal. Like, it would have to be that.
Is Clay in the last year of a deal?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but the word is that I don't think they want to. But they don't want to just kick him to the curb.
But they're not even in play. They're not even in the play in, man.
No,
so that might be he ain't gonna be here next year.
But that's
year.
Not gonna help them. Like
I know,
cutting
but,
Clay doesn't make you better.
Okay. Cutting some of the players didn't make them better. If they determined that, man, this ain't our year, we're not gonna be in we're not gonna be in the playoffs. We're not even in the play-in game. Do they? Do right by him by saying, you know what, we'll let you go.
I don't see it. I think he's going to finish the season in Golden State. That's what it feels like to me.
Okay.
I keep wondering about Chris Paul, but they're not going to buy out Chris Paul.
Right.
Like, they're not going to do that. I think they feel like he can help them if he gets healthy, and maybe that's why they weren't even, like, talking about moving him. But, you know, buyout market's always interesting. I thought Hayward might be a candidate for that, but they ended up trading him to a team that wanted him. And I think he'll actually be an interesting piece there. But Lowry is the name that I just would tell everybody to keep an eye on if he ends up getting bought out, because I can see something like that, because he just seems like a guy.
Because it's about freaking time
you get a guy like him on your team because you're so tired of playing against him.
Yeah, because they just brought in Scary Terry, so that's going to take all his minutes away.
They traded him for Terry Rozier.
Right.
So he's in Charlotte now where Rozier used to be, and Charlotte really doesn't have a need for Lowry, and for you imagine they buy him out.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
All right, 800-919-3776. Got a ton of calls, and I know a lot of people want to react to this. So we'll roll through the calls with you. Isola will join us at 1, and we'll get his take on this and more, including, again, what are the Nets doing? Like,
that's
somebody
what
poke
that's
a stick. I mean, this is – it's time. Like, this, there are hungry teams out there. You could do something right now to get yourself reset if you wanted to. But do they want to? So there's a lot to get to. So stay with us. Spartan Hot, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. While there's been rumors and speculation for weeks about what the Knicks will do at the NBA trade deadline, today is the NBA trade deadline. So earlier this morning on DPHR and Rothenberg, guys were talking with Adrian Wojnarowski. So Woj, any chance the Knicks make a trade for a big splash today?
I think they're open to it. It's available, but it's a great idea and concept, but you have to have somebody willing to trade and make a big deal with you. And that kind of elite game-changing player that the Knicks perhaps would like to add to their roster is not available right now.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Let's get right back to the calls. Knick fans reacting to a reported trade. Nothing official yet, of course. The trade deadline in the NBA ends at 3 o'clock today, so right at the end of our show. And Adrian Wojnarowski has been reporting different things today, but one of the big things that has come out today so far in the trade deadline is the Knicks being incredibly active, acquiring not just Alec Burks, who we have told you was a target to bring him back, but Bojan Bogdanović, also from the Pistons, in what ends up being, I think, a six-player deal, where two players go to the Knicks, four, which include Evan Fournier and Quentin Grimes, go to Detroit. And Bogdanović is 34, but this is a guy that averages 20 a game and shoots 40% from three and has been well-respected, well-liked, and well-known around the league. On good teams, he is a solid player, another high IQ player, and another depth piece that the Knicks really needed.
But the crazy thing is with DiVincenzo and how he's shooting a three, now you get a guy that could be on the other side opposite him. Man, opens the floor up for Brunson and for Randle just to be able to be isolation one-on-ones.
That's right. And by come off
if you want to. These shooters out here shooting that shot. You shoot that shot. I never seen that shot before. You practice that shot, you damn straight. Eight ball, corner pocket, bunk.
You want as many shooters around guys like that as you can. Christopher is in the UPS truck. Christopher.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I called a long time ago, gave it to Bart about the Vito beating the Eagles. I apologize. I was completely wrong.
It's okay, sir.
The thing I want to say about this Knicks trade, I'm a diehard Knicks fan. I love the trade. It's great. It matches up to what we need. But I will say the common denominator real quick between Milwaukee being number one a few years and now Boston being number one is Drew Holiday. They have a lockdown person that guards the ball.
Yep.
We do not have that yet. Alec Burks is decent, but I really like McBride to get more reps because I feel like he can take that role. Defense is winning the games. You see all these teams with the firepower. The defense is winning the games. We see it with the Knicks. It's not like we're killing people, but our defense is great. And that's what I want to say. I think the Knicks doing a great job. Let's see where it goes this year. And you want to make a splash during the offseason, make a splash in the offseason. But we just need to stay content with the defense. And I think McBride is going to be, because I know Allen Hahn said that maybe Deuce doesn't need to play. I think right there I would fight back and say I think he does need to play. He needs to be a person that can lock down the guard. That's all I have to say.
All right, Christopher. I mean, like I said, when you get to the playoffs, you know, like that's what's going to matter is matchups and, you know, that ability to defend. And he can shoot the three. That's what Deuce has shown us. So he can definitely shoot the three. And so perhaps you can put him out there, you know, with Burks and let Burks handle the ball and all that stuff and let Deuce just get out there and lock down defensively. But you're right. I mean, like I said, the Celtics, Bart, the Celtics starting five is the best in the league. I mean, statistically the best in the league. They've got everything you need because they do have the ability to stretch you out with Porzingis, two one-on-one players in Tatum and Brown. Drew Holiday is also a clutch player when he makes shots late and also, as you know, Christopher mentioned, a great defender. So, you know, you have all the pieces you need there. And, oh, don't forget about Derek White, who's been incredibly efficient and a smart player. They're really, really good five. And therefore, you've got to make sure you have enough depth if you don't have the talent that matches them. So, and that's what the Knicks are trying to do here. Let's go to Dave in East Meadow. Hey, Dave.
Let's go.
Dave's fired
Alan,
up.
You kept going back. Alec Burks, Alec, but we knew you knew something. Alec Burks.
You.
And I said to you, you know, I don't want to hear about Burks. I don't want to think about Nerlens Noel and Reggie Bullock. But when you talk about when you're talking about with Bogdanović, that's a whole different ballgame. And when you look at the deal in totality, the fact that Leon Rose gave up no first round picks tonight, I'm not going to be there, but I wish I was, because there better be a thank you Leon chant in that building if he's there, because he not only made us better this year, he's keeping us looking better in the offseason. And if we do get a guy like Lowry on the buyout market, Bart, you better stop with the fat boy stuff if we get him. Okay.
He better wrap himself up in aluminum foil and fry like bacon.
Oh, Ozempic.
But now, in the offseason, he's also set us up with all these number one picks. And the other night, Alan, when they played the Pacers, there was only four games on that night, and we were talking about that all over the next day on the radio. I think people around the league, other players, there was only four games on that night. Maybe they're seeing, damn, look what's going on in the Garden.
Oh, the vibe.
I think
yeah.
that's going to draw people in.
Yeah, Dave, you're right about the vibe.
I am pumped.
Yeah, it's good to hear. And I'm glad you got over the Burks thing. I've been trying to tell you guys, like, that was going to be something that was on the radar.
Well, if it was Burks by itself, made people nervous.
Yeah. You're still waiting for something else. Right, like you're
right.
going. Okay,
Bogdanovich is a great something else.
But when I saw when Woj followed up with also in the deal is Bojan Bogdanovich, that was like that's why I told I just like wait, hold up, like hold up, like that's different. And that was because I was thinking Hayward, because the thought was with Randall's injury, you kind of needed some movement. You needed a 3 and 4, and then of course the OG Anunoby injury with the elbow, and I'll explain all that in a minute. But when you saw those two injuries, you're thinking, all right, they've got to get through at least a month or two. They need somebody that can start a little bit, but, you know, can go to the bench and play. And so Hayward was somebody that I was keeping my eye on as someone that maybe they go after him in the buyout market. But then when the Thunder traded for him, I was like, okay, all right, so now what do they do? And then when I saw Bogdanovich, it was like, oh, there it is. Okay, that's the piece that you're looking for that – again, can start and probably will for a couple of weeks here, you know, to finish at least through the All-Star break. You see where OG Anunoby is, and then you see where Randall is on the other side of the All-Star break, and then you can really look at what the rotation, you know, might end up being. So that's what makes this a smart move. It's somebody that can play big minutes, but is not going to have to play big minutes all the time. We'll get back to calls momentarily, but because – we brought up the Anunoby thing a couple of times. It is concerning that, Bart, it went from elbow inflammation to now it is something that is being caused by a bone spur.
That's nothing to me.
And that, you know, that's the part that kind of makes you worried.
That'll concern me.
Why is that?
Because he can go get it scoped and be back in like 5 weeks. Like, you'll miss him for 5 weeks, but he'll be back and there'll be no ill effects.
They call it bone spur irritation. Now, doesn't need a scope?
Listen, as somebody who had 10 bone spurs taken out of his elbow.
Yeah.
Like I said, 4 weeks, what happens is it's irritation, and what happens is sometimes your elbow locks up.
Right.
So, you know, they have to go out there. It's a cleanup, right? But it's not, you know, it's microscopic. It's, you know, they go out there and they scope them out. They take them out, look like little BBs when they come out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after 4 weeks, you start your rehab process immediately. But it's not something, once the fluid goes down, you're fine. You know what I mean? In my opinion, like, I don't have any problems. I didn't have any problems. I had to bone spur surgery because the bone spurs would get stuck in between parts of my elbow and I couldn't move it. It would lock. And I would have to try and get it manipulated to see if, like, they'll move. You know what I mean? So, like, what happens is sometimes you can't fully extend your elbow because something gets stuck in between them. Just imagine if you have, like, something, a pliers or something, something gets stuck in there and it's in there. You can't see it, so you can't wiggle it out. So you just hope that you get treatment and stuff and hope that it moves. You know what I mean? And so if that's the case, go get scoped and come back. You know, we'll be okay.
The All-Star break, so you got, like a good week. Like they have four games left. They have tonight. He's already out for tonight. They
have Saturday. Stop the treatment. I hate the treatment thing. Like the treatment thing. If the bone spurs are there, the treatment eventually is going to get you. Like, and you don't know when it's going to flare up. You don't know when it's going to get irritated. So the fact that where you guys are sitting and how important he is, just get the scope, man. What's 4 weeks? Especially if you get it done now. He's already been gone. What, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
It's
been a week. It's been over a week now.
Right.
It's almost 10 days.
Right. So if you go get the scope. Don't try and take medicine to dissolve the bone spurs or blah blah blah. Just go get scoped, bro. Go get scoped. There's gonna be four little dots on your arm, and you know, do the rehab, and you know, be back, say like in April.
April.
Or before.
You need them before that.
It's 4 weeks. 4 weeks and probably take a week to. And
this would be the time to do it because you hope it's the middle of March and then he can work his way back in because, again, conditioning is everything.
But the good thing is, when you have that surgery, it doesn't stop you from running. You know what I mean? See, if you go get your knee scope, you're mobilized. If you get your elbow scope, you still can run and move and all that type of stuff and simulate and stay in somewhat good shape.
Okay. All right. Now, I was reading through there's a website called In Street Clothes, and they do a lot of injury stuff on there. And there was an explanation on the elbow injury. And the point, what they pointed out was, like, multiple players, like Carmelo Anthony and other Paul Pierce, they did the elbow. It's called the debridement. You get it done where you scrape it all out. You went through it many times. That they do it usually in the off season, but in season is not as common, although it has been done. And one example was Joe Johnson, who had it done in the 2010-11 season. He was back in 19 days.
Yeah, like listen to your boy. You know what I'm saying? I know these. I've been around all these injuries, and this is one I've
definitely
had.
Been through it.
If you want to talk about toe and elbows, I got you. And dead arms from stingers. I got you. I'm an expert in that.
Well, it's his shooting elbow. That's one thing to be a little bit concerned with. But, you know, the whole idea is, if there's ever a time, right now is the time to get right. Yeah. So that everybody's ready at the end of March, to the end of March. You want Randall back if he can. You want OG Anunoby back, and you want to start having hope that Mitchell Robinson's getting close. If you have that, then you really can start thinking about what this team can do in the playoffs.
The reason why that's a nothing burger is because there's nothing structurally wrong with the mechanics of his elbow.
Okay.
It's just stuff floating around.
It's causing the inflammation, basically.
So, you know, what people don't know, bone spurs are just calcium, and that's when you overextend something or you do something, your body sends calcium to the area to protect itself and to heal itself. So it creates bone spurs. That's why you see all these football players with these big, fat knuckles and crooked fingers.
Yeah.
That's just because they kept jamming their fingers, and your body protects itself, so it sent calcium to the area, and it went over the bone or the joint.
Mm-hmm. And it just builds it up.
Man, I should be a doctor.
That's actually really smart. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That was
amazing. All right, 800-919-3776. So there is your explanation from Dr. Scott on OG Anunoby's elbow for everybody who was concerned about it. Bart is not. We'll continue with your calls. Frank Isola, top of the hour. Stay with us. But first, Bart, why don't you tell us about BetMGM?
Yeah, man. There's never been a better time for football fans to get to bet the big game with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and get in on all the action for the biggest Sunday of the football season. Can't be in Las Vegas. Too expensive anyway. For the big game, then I tell you what, the BetMGM app brings the gridiron action to you with a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and player props. The BetMGM app is your betting home for the big game. From spectacular catches to game-winning drives, BetMGM makes every play matter more than ever. Download the app today and discover why BetMGM is the first choice for the final kickoff. The big game is here, and the end zone excitement doesn't get any bigger than this. Get off the bench and into the huddle with the king of sportsbooks. See BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's Bart and Han. The NBA trade deadline is coming up at 3 p.m. Already a lot of movement. Knicks made a move. Everybody's talking about it. 800-919-3776. We'll get back to your calls. Frank Isola is going to join us on the other side at 1 o'clock to break down what he's seeing so far and what he thinks of the Knicks move. And also, by the way, the Nets made a move or will be making a move. Woj tweeting just as we were going to break, Bart, that they are sending Spencer Dinwiddie out. And you could tell that they were just – They were trying to get rid of him. It was just anything to get rid of this guy.
He was so bad, they sent him to Canada. They sent him to another country.
He was sent to Toronto for Dennis Schroeder. So Toronto moves on from Schroeder, who wasn't happy. Remember, he signed there after Fred VanVleet left. And then he was brought in there. He thought he was going to be the star. You okay?
I thought it was going to be his show.
Are you all right?
Yeah, what happened?
It just sounds like you're falling.
No, that's because I was like
you still
– No, what? You know how you reverse like your headphones can face this way or that way?
Yeah.
I wanted the mic on my right side, not the left side, so I had to reverse.
Gotcha.
And then move the mic. You know, you have to turn it to the other side. I didn't know you could hear all that.
You definitely can.
What did it sound like?
It literally sounded like you were falling. And I wasn't looking at you, so I wasn't sure what was going on.
I fall.
Like it was like a slow motion fall. Like that's what it sounded like.
Lifeline. Ow.
All right. Anyways.
Help me.
I don't know where I was. So anyway, Schroeder wasn't happy once they traded for Quickly because Quickly was handed the starting point guard position, and he was grumbling about that. So they get him out of there, and we'll see if he starts to get starting minutes in Brooklyn. And is Thaddeus Young also added in this deal? Is that what you said, Jacob?
Yeah, so Thaddeus Young and also Dennis Smith Jr. is headed to Toronto.
Oh, wow.
So Thad Young is headed to Brooklyn.
Dennis Smith Jr. on his way out of Brooklyn, who actually was playing pretty well there.
Yeah, they preferred him over Dinwiddie.
But it's funny, Thaddeus Young, who's still in the league, yes, he is.
Wow.
Like I'd love to see like this the 6 degrees of Thaddeus Young, because I think he played
Philly, right?
Like, yeah, but I'm going back to like was he like he's played against players who were from the 90s. Like I swear to God, like he's been in the league that long. But Thaddeus Young just gives them another wing, like another guy. Like they have a million of these wings. We'll see what more Brooklyn does, but at least at the point guard position, they, you know, Dinwiddie was definitely a problem there. It was not working. So that deal is happening on Brooklyn's side, and we'll keep going on them. But Jeff is in Brooklyn. Meanwhile, Jeff.
What's up, Alan? Bart, thanks for taking my call. All right, so I'm a little calm. They did a trade, but I didn't want Dinwiddie there no more because he seemed like he was not happy there for whatever reason.
Doesn't fit.
But another thing, though, with the Brooklyn Nets, man, like, what are we going to do about Jacques Vaughn? He's not that guy, man.
Yep, you're right.
He's not the coach.
Yeah.
It's not him. I wish you guys would apply a little pressure on that organization the way y'all do on the Knicks. We need that.
As we do, but nobody be listening, man.
Yeah, honestly, Jeff.
You know, yo, like, we listening. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I listen every day religiously.
I appreciate you.
Show.
And I know you call. And I know you called, too. But, Jeff, here's the thing. There's a couple of things that I'll answer that to. Number one, if I start ripping on Jacques Vaughn and, like, all that stuff, does it look like I'm just being a hater? You know what I mean? Like, so I'm always hesitant about stuff like that. Like, how's it going to look if I just start, you know, just start raining on this guy? When they're just it's an awkward roster, it really is. And then you have Ben Simmons always injured, like, and that's a big problem too. But I agree with you on Jacques Vaughn. I don't think he coaches well. I think his fourth quarters are an abomination. They never look organized. They blow leads, and all you do is point at players and blame players. And when your team's blowing leads in the fourth quarter, that's a coaching problem. That's not we just made a mistake. No. It's not like you got a bunch of kids on this team. You got some vets on this team. So, yes, it's a coaching problem, and they got to figure it out. I'll say it again. The last real coach they had was Kenny Atkinson, and they decided to let the players decide who that was going to be the coach, and they got rid of their best coach. And he still should be the coach of that team, period, stop. I mean, that's really what that's about. But, you know, we'll see where it goes from here with them. But I don't know, like, if I'm Marks, you might be able to collect some stuff right now rather than wait till the summer. You know, I mean, are they still thinking they could be a play-in team? What's the value of that? So, but yeah, coaching-wise, they definitely have got to figure that out because it doesn't seem like Jacques Vaughn is that guy. Let's take Jose in Brooklyn. Jose.
Hey, good afternoon, Bart, Alan. Shout out to the company. I really love this trade. A real big fan of it. Like you guys said, it was a very shrewd, smart trade where we know we kept hearing Alex Burke's name, and I didn't mind it, you know, because I kind of didn't blame, solely blame, you know, those guys. The team was just constructed, you know, not that great from the years prior, with the role that he's going to be in as a backup coming off the bench, and possibly can go, you see him go off and have great games with even the Pistons. So I'm actually kind of liking it. And of course, you know, having Boban, having him, Bojan, is just amazing, because he's a guy that pretty much doesn't demand the ball a lot. He can get his own points at his own will from his shot alone. And, you know, it definitely pretty much replenished the depth that was kind of missing since the first trade. So I'm all for this, and I'm ecstatic, because it does open up for a big summer too as well.
And we'll see where that goes. You got experience, you got veteran experience, you got older off the bench, you got players like in Burks that you know the coach trusts, and all that stuff, you know, is important. Merv in Winfield. Merv.
Hey, what's up, guys? Bart, can't wait, baby. Let's go. This trade is great. And not only that, is that they're, like Alan, you said, we're set for the future. We didn't trade for guys that got a 4-year contract and
right.
blowing up our cap space. And this team is like the 90s almost, not as great as defense, but better offensively. And, you know, they're going to be a tough out no matter who they play this year.
You got high IQ players who can shoot the three, Merv. I mean, that's first and foremost. And as you said, you got the flexibility, you know, and you still have all your firsts, and you're going to have, you know, room because you didn't take on big contracts. So, you know, these are smart, shrewd moves, and you can only make them because you're satisfied with your starting five. It's easier to make the depth moves. The hard thing is to get, like, pieces that can give you a rock-solid starting five. But, you know, they have certainly built that. All right, so we'll continue with your calls on this, and we'll keep watching. I keep hitting up Woj and seeing what's coming next, what's down the line, so we're ready for that. So we'll keep refreshing all the different Twitter accounts that we follow and keep you up to date on everything. So you don't need to change the channel. You just keep it locked in right here. We'll also get the latest in what Frank Isola thinks of the move so far by the Knicks, by the Nets, and everything else around the NBA. Stay with us. It's Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, there's been plenty of talk about the Knicks' interest in DeJounte Murray. Any chance that that happens today at the NBA trade deadline? That was the question the guys on DNR asked Adrian Wojnarowski earlier this morning.
Maybe less apt on DeJounte Murray. I think certainly New Orleans is a team that's emerged over the last 24 hours in some conversations with Atlanta. I think they'll talk again today. Significant contract. I don't know if a Knicks trade here impacts their starting lineup. I think it's probably more likely some bench help, but you know they have talked to Atlanta in the past.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.